This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and I want to urge you today to think about the question that we have been discussing for the past several days. Why doesn't everybody love the Lord Jesus Christ? You have only to look about you in the world and see that even most men do not love Him. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." You see, many will be lost, and few will be saved. But those who truly believe in, love, and obey the Lord will be saved, every single one of them. For the Bible teaches in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, in regard to the Lord Jesus Christ, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation." You see, he is the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. So there will be none who obey him that will not be saved. But I have pointed out, or begun at least, the point of suggesting that some men do not love the Lord because of their ignorance. And I mean that kindly, but let me explain what I mean. Some men do not love the Lord because they are ignorant of their own sin. They simply do not realize that they are sinners, and they do not realize the enormity of their sin, what it means. They do not understand the consequences of it. They do not understand the immortality of their own soul and of the fact that they will be called into judgment following this life. When a man envisions that this life is all there is to him, and when he dies like the dog of the field, and his body goes back to the dust of the earth, and that's all of it, then he cannot really love the Lord as he ought because he cannot understand what Jesus has done for him. Men do not love the Lord because they're ignorant of God's righteousness. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Christians at Rome, said in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Notice the power of the gospel and its relationship to the righteousness of God. God demands of man that he be free from sin. This is the only way in the judgment we will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord." But the only way we can be there without sin is by the saving power of the blood of Christ. There is no man who has lived above sin. There is no man who is good enough to be saved by virtue of his own works. There is no man who can undo even one sin by the meritorious power of his own action or deeds. If a man is saved, he must be saved by the grace, the mercy, and the compassion of God through the blood of Christ. Apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. We find in Hebrews chapter 9 in verse 22, "But we find that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin." Hebrews chapter 10 and 4. "But the blood of Christ can do so." Romans 5, verses 8 and 9, Ephesians 1 and 7. And so men do not love the Lord because they're ignorant of the predicament they're in. They live day by day thinking, "Oh, if I could only make more money, if I could only have more fun or do this or that," without realizing that the most important question of all, "What is the condition of my soul?" would have to be answered, "It is lost in sin." And without realizing that the further question, "What can I do about my sin?" is answered by the question only by obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. One cannot be saved apart from the grace of God, and you cannot be saved by the grace of God apart from the blessing of the blood of Jesus, and you cannot be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ except on the basis of your faithful, penitent obedience by being baptized into Christ that you might rise to walk in newness of life, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5. Be with us again next time, and until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, is my prayer.